speaking on this program is Brother Ken Willis.
In the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, the inspired writer, Paul, says, "Do you not know that those who do unrighteous, or those who are the unrighteous, will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God." But he goes on to say, words of encouragement, verse 11, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the Spirit of our God." The inspired writer says that there was a drug culture. There were problems. The drunkards, he mentions there. But he said that they had changed their lives. They had turned their life around. They had now been washed. They had been sanctified. They had been justified, just as if they hadn't done those things. How did that take place? Well, through a knowledge of Christ, a knowledge of the gospel, led them to repent, to change their lives, to turn their lives around. And they had repented, they had confessed that Jesus was the Christ, and by being washed, they had been baptized to have their sins washed away, which is what the Bible says that baptism does, in the answer of a good conscience toward God, and in turning their lives around. Now they're justified. In Galatians chapter 5, we read a catalog of sins. "Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, licentiousness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revilers, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I have also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." Essentially the same teaching found in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And in that catalog of sins, there's the drug of alcohol that a warning is sounded about, that they who do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Drug abuse is running rampant in our nation. It is rampant in our county. Drug abuse is a proven evil. It breaks hearts. It breaks homes. Drug abuse fills our jails and fills our prison. It also fills many early graves. The apostle, by inspiration, said in 1 Thessalonians 5, 21 and 22, "Prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from every appearance of evil." Drug abuse not only has the appearance of evil, it is evil. And drug abuse is something warring against the soul. I read in 1 Peter 2, verse 11, "Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul." Drug abuse is a horrible evil in our society, and it's not just unlawful, it is cruel and unusual punishment to the user and to the abuser, and for those who fall victim to those who are trying to feed their desire. In Romans chapter 13, verse 1 through 5, we learn that we need to be law-abiding people. "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power, resisteth the ordinance of God. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the powers? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger, to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake." As I said, the first five verses of Romans 13. "And nothing is more destructive or enslaving than drug abuse. The key to real joy is to allow God to rule your life. The key to certain misery It's for drugs to rule your life. And Satan is using drugs, illegal drugs, and the abuse of legal drugs to wreak havoc upon our society. Furthermore, Satan's work to destroy our society has centered in filling our world with pornography. Thousands upon thousands of copies of pornographic books and magazines and movies are sold daily. And Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God," Matthew 5, verse 8. A pure heart cannot exist when the mind is filled with pornography. Solomon said in Proverbs 23, 7, "As he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee." Acceptance of the most vulgar of movies, of television sitcoms, of magazines, show how successful Satan has been in his work. The United States of America is struggling, and the greatest problem before us, perhaps, is the spiritual and moral erosion of our people. Our only hope is a return to God. A failure to return to God in our knowledge leads to all kinds of sin. Look at what happened when God was abandoned by one group of people, as described in Romans chapter 1, beginning with verse 26. "For this cause God gave them up into vile affections. Even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them." That from Romans 1, 26 through 32. The hope of the United States is not material strength, but spiritual strength. And the need is not for drug control, but for mind control, for real character. How do you stand with God, my friend? Well, another way Satan tries to destroy the moral fabric of our society has centered in the acceptance of immoral thoughts and actions, and that perhaps contributed by pornography. Satan wants us to accept homosexuality. He wants us to accept fornication and adultery as simply alternate lifestyles or the lifestyle of consenting adults. But God calls it abomination. Leviticus 18:22, "Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is an abomination." Our society is immoral. It could be said of our day as it was of the leaders of Jeremiah's day, Jeremiah 5:8. "They were as fed horses in the morning. Everyone neighed after his neighbor's wife." And thanks to the work of Satan, lying is a major crisis in our society. Jeremiah 5, verse 2, "And though they say, the Lord liveth, surely they swear falsely. People deceive and mislead others." Jeremiah said, Jeremiah 5, 27, "As a cage is full of birds, so are their houses full of deceit. Therefore they are become great and waxen rich." And many businesses and dwellings are full of deceit. Satan has done his work well. And then I would add one last thing as we look at the way Satan is trying to destroy our society. And that is what is centered in abortion. We were horrified that someone would hijack airplanes and use those as flying bombs to kill about 3,000 people. But why should we be alarmed? Through legalized abortion, Americans have killed thousands of our fellow human beings, estimated since 1972, more than 30 million little boys and girls murdered in America. Abortion says life is not sacred. Abortion says you can kill other human beings if they stand in the way of your happiness. Abortion says killing other people is acceptable as long as the government says it's okay, but it's still evil. Every day of the week, we're told more than 4,000 innocent human beings are aborted. And we must remember that God hates hands which shed innocent blood. One of those things that is an abomination to God. Little children were precious in the day of Jesus, and they should be precious today. And Satan has destroyed the moral consciousness of many people. Satan is alive and well. He's real. And he's using his tools, his devices, to try to destroy our nation. Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people.